call the meeting to order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Yeah, before you, the minutes of the June 3rd meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions? Then appearing, I'll entertain a motion to approve as written.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
By Tim, second by Rick. Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
I wasn't here, so.
Okay, abstain. Rick?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Pick him up.
He said yes.
Said yes, okay, got it. Entertain a motion for the approval of delinquent shut-offs.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for approval of claims.
Make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second.
Second by Bob. Is there any discussion? Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Under petitions and communications, you have the expenditure budgets for review. Anything you want to add?
No, just let you guys look through it if you have any questions.
This is the same information that was given last week, but it's just, it's split down into the sections that appear on your agenda. Any questions?
Not at the moment, I guess.
It'll take as much time as you need, I mean.
I see a few high percentage things, but I think it's going for 500 to 2,000 for assuming that's a subscription and dues or something. Administration, I'm assuming that's it.
Which one is that?
Page 3. Administration. 400%, 300% increase.
Oh, that's for postage? We just moved it around because all the postage was being thrown in supplies, and I want to break it apart so I can track our postage better. So by doing that, it's going to increase that line item, so I budgeted more for it.
Sheree, parts on page 6 or 21. It's on wages. We jumped from 53,000 to 80,000. Can you explain that 158% increase?
I can, but we're not going over that fund tonight, so I don't have all the numbers with me.
Okay. Right.
So, that's okay. So next council meeting, we'll be going over parks. So I'll answer that question.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ready to move on? Okay, we'll move on to reports of officers. Rich?
Four calls, responded to since the last report, so we're at 513 for the year, which is 72 calls I had this time last year. The rest is pretty much the same. Still working with the district's attorney on that interlocal agreement. And what we're trying to do on that interlocal agreement is, Tim and the mayor are aware of it. There's some stuff in there in the past, such as capital improvements that weren't really spelled out, and so we're trying to throw that all into one amount that we do the interlocal agreement for, and that's the numbers look a little higher than what we did in some of our previous budgets. That's the reason that the capital improvement can be included in that cost for service delivery under the interlocal agreement itself. And, but yeah, that's, so it's in the hands of the district's attorney right now. I'm working on spelling out some of those things that we wanted to change. And other than that, that's all I have.
Okay.
And hopefully that'll be brought back to you guys for approval before we finalize by then.
Yeah, it'll have to come here for approval eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Any questions for Rich? Aaron?
Just moving to my report, Mayor.
Any questions for Aaron?
Everything's up and running, Aaron. Good.
Sorry, what's that?
Everything's up and running vehicle-wise.
So far. Don't jinx it.
Yeah, really. Sorry.
Well, I'd like to introduce our new Public Works Director, Peyton Brookshire. You've met Dennis and Bob, and then Tim and Rick, and I don't know who you might have met over there.
Most of the fire chief was in that tonight.
Dan and, is on Zoom tonight. You'll get to meet him down the road. I don't know who's giving the report, Scott or Peyton.
I don't have anything other than what's on the report, but it may.
Okay.
Should we have some pickups go down, or are we just needing some more, or what?
Some what?
Some pickups.
We just need more. Plus, we have some junkers. Should retire.
What, that old blue and nine?
That's Leo's truck.
Oh.
Quart of oil every time you go down pipe.
You guys need approval for items 4 and 5 underwater tonight?
That I ended in there. I wasn't sure of how the procedure went. There I went assuming again because it was on already budgeted for the item. I was just thought I could present it and then we were going to pay for it, but I believe I didn't do it correctly, so we'll wait until next board meeting.
Yeah, apparently our procedure is that if there's any expenditure, our expenditure procedure is that items over $5,000 have to be approved by the council. Did I get that right?
Procurement policy.
Hmm?
Procurement policy.
Procurement policy. Yeah. So it puts it off another week. It's in the budget for this year, and it's also in the budget for next year. We're right on the end of the budget year, but it's there. So you'll be seeing it at the next meeting on July 2nd.
It's ordered. Went down since the last time. Yeah.
Okay, any other questions for Public Works? Ryan?
I don't have anything to add other than what I wrote down. Are there any questions? One of the things I worked on, we discussed later under new business, the changes to the personnel policy. I can talk about those a little bit.
Sheree?
Nothing further than what's in the report.
So the waste is struggling again.
Were we going to, or always?
I'm sorry?
Or always? Did we raise that last year, didn't we?
No, so in 2019, we did a five-year increase of 5% a year. But then in 2020 or 2022, I think it was 22, they did a $1.75 fuel increase, right, which we passed on to, and that's still in effect. Like, we haven't removed that, but even with that, we are going to be in the red within 18 months. So we definitely need to have a conversation. I crunched all the numbers and came up with kind of options and things. So
still by the load, the load type, or did we talk about a scale at one time?
They do weight.
Yeah, it's weight as it goes into the metal landfill.
And that's,
well, but I mean, us charging the people here for a tonnage, right? I don't know.
It's part of the rate, or it was always part of the rate based on your 90-gallon cart or your two-yard, so many pounds come.
Oh, okay. So we're bringing the weight average back, and then we're figuring that into what we're charged type thing. Is that?
Well, we're in a contract with them, so we give them how many, you know, 96-gallon. We give them of what containers we currently have, and then they came back and told us what it would cost.
Mm-hmm. How much is it for 90-gallon container in that last bid? I'm sure you remember.
Well, I know what we charge. I don't know what they're charging.
What they're charging us. It's usually like $4 or $5 less than what we're charging.
Right. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Four or five days ago, administration, so what is the landfill cost?
Huh. Okay.
So
how quick are we going to get that figured out? Next meeting, or?
Probably should do it pretty quickly.
Right.
I mean, if you want me to put it on the agenda, I've crunched all the numbers. I just didn't want to present it all tonight because we need to talk about it.
Right.
It's
confusing.
If I just throw it at you, you're not going to understand what.
There's a committee. Who's on the solid waste?
We can do a committee before the next council and we can go over it.
No, I think I have
solid waste. I guess it is recognized. So, there we go.
Nice trip,
yeah. If that's what you want to do it, or?
I think it's fine doing it at a council meeting.
Okay, that's fine too. Then everybody,
you can look at it, and I can explain the numbers to you, and then you guys can think about it and tell me what you're thinking, and then the next, I have to talk to Ryan on the process, if it's different than a water and sewer rate increase, because we have to.
It's going to follow the same process, still right. Municipal utility rate, so we'll have to go through municipal rate hearing like we did when we increased the water and sewer rates.
We have to send letters out to everyone, but at least if at our next meeting, we can kind of get an idea of what you're looking at as a percentage of an increase, then we can move forward from there. I mean, it took months and months for the water and sewer. I'm hoping this isn't the case.
The common individual in the city, they don't realize what it takes to take care of their garbage. I mean, they think it should be just handled. And it's expensive. Mm-hmm. I look at it from the county standpoint, and so far we haven't had any problems there, but with the city, they're going to wonder why this is all going up. Well, they don't understand travel, fuel, tires.
Some people dump fresh grass.
That's right. That grass is a
big time,
horrible thing
down there.
I'll put that on the agenda for next time.
Okay.
and I'll bring all the stuff.
Any other questions for Cherie? Or any questions about her report? Is there any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? No committee reports, no unfinished business, under new business. First item is approval of changes to the personnel policy per MMIA, employment practices endorsement policy. Did you want to speak to that, Ryan?
Sure. So just real quickly, there were two major changes. There's just two major changes. So every year MMIA looks at our policy every so often to make sure that they can qualify for the endorsement for employee practice, liability practice coverage. So basically, if we have any issues that arise from employment practices, then there would be an endorsement to cover that to them. The two big changes was the change to 7.1 that had to deal with overtime. They wanted a distinction to where the city has in policy. We can have in policy that basically prior authorization of overtime, but the old language basically said we would not compensate without prior authorization. We couldn't apparently do that. Has to be compensated, but we can also still discipline if somebody that does it without prior approval. The next change was 20.7. They just basically want to clarify that sick leave could be used, or available annual leave could be used at their election to correlate with state statute. And then I went through the whole thing and put his or her. That was the third big change. So I think all the big changes are redlined in here.
Yeah. Any questions? I'll entertain a motion to approve the changes to the personnel policy.
I'll make a motion that we approve the changes in the personnel policy.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next line is the Public Works Construction Agreement between City of Columbus and Hard Rock Excavating for the 4th Avenue Storm Drain Project.
And this part of it is just Hard Rock doing the construction. We're going to purchase the materials through Northwest Pipe. Engineering West is going to do the design and the surveying, so it's going to, we're going to have three different costs on it. This is just the construction part of it.
Is this part of the funding?
HP 355, yes.
Yes.
Finishing that ditch. From,
yeah. Kind of from Diamond to Allen.
Oh, good. Yeah. Questions? I entertain a motion to approve the Public Works Construction Agreement between City of Columbus and Hard Rock Excavating for the 4th Avenue Storm Drain Project.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dana? Okay, motion passes. Next item is a Public Works Construction Agreement between the City of Columbus and Cook Tennis Court Service. We're going to skip that tonight. We can't move forward on that because of the requirement of a performance and payment bond that they either didn't know about or didn't.
Yeah, he wants to redo his estimate.
He's going to redo it and include the cost of the bond. So you'll be seeing this again in the next meeting. So that brings us down to Resolution 854-2024, a resolution establishing wages and salaries for City of city employees for the fiscal year 24-25. Entertain a motion for the, you have to waive reading?
Yes.
Entertain a motion to waive the reading of resolution 854-2024.
I'll make that motion for the waiver of the reading resolution.
Motion to waive. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Bob. Any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Motion to waive the reading passes. Entertain a motion for the approval of resolution 854-2024 to establish wages and salaries for city employees for fiscal year 24-25. Motion by Tim, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, there is. I think I've got quite a few questions.
Okay.
Some of those questions. This resolution has every department in it, right?
Think so.
Is that the first time we've done that, or is that, you did that last year?
We did last year.
Yeah. And the police officers are in here, but they're also, we already approved that through the CBA, correct? So, do they need to be in this resolution?
Yeah, so it's something that we hadn't really known about in the past, but there's been a longstanding MCA that basically says every year city shall pass a resolution listing all the approved salaries for that fiscal year for city employees. And so these are basically just taken out of the CBA or what they're based on what their CBA says they make. So
I see that.
It's part of that in there, but it's supposed to list all departments.
So we can't individually discuss public works department or clerk's office. Or
why not?
Why
police
not?
Department.
Why not?
Yeah. Could they be separated out into resolutions individually, like a public works resolution?
It's supposed to be one resolution.
Okay. But I just, when I look at my public works has been like part of me for 45 years. And there's some good things in this resolution, and there's some things that just don't make any sense to me. So it'd be hard for me to support this resolution entirely. I don't know that we need a public works foreman for $37.68 an hour. Are you staying, Scotty, or is this just for through August? Or?
Yeah, I guess.
Is this number just through August?
Mm-hmm. It's only
it says 73,300.
Well, because...
Are we thinking we need a public works foreman?
We might.
Yeah, we might, but I don't see any justification for that. We haven't had a full public works department since, what, February, March, Scotty?
Yeah.
When three guys quit and one broke his leg, and the new guy broke his leg.
Yeah.
So...
It's not.
And we just got a brand new public works director, and he hasn't had a full crew yet, except he's got Scotty for a month. But Kevin, is Kevin coming back?
July, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know that we need to, you know, Peyton doesn't even know for sure if he's got a crew there.
There's no, it just says per hour on here.
Yeah, but when we get it in this resolution, then...
It's just per hour. It's not, but it's only, but the foreman is only budgeted until he leaves.
Okay, well, I don't see that here. It says 78,000.
Where do you see 78,000?
On this one.
That's not the resolution.
I know, but why was it 78,000 on this one?
Well, because that's what it would be if we had a foreman that was going to stay.
Full time.
Right.
But I don't.
But the resolution is just for.
Correct. We're not talking about that right now. We don't need
that's
to do
right.
that right now.
What we're talking
this
about
is just for Scotty's to finish out his.
This is what our wage This is what our wage scale is by position for 24-25.
And that position is only for, basically for a month?
They're all for a month. If they all quit tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's only to, yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
It's for the position.
I really want to be part of a big discussion. If we need another guy in public works, we certainly don't need to start at the top and say we're going to have a public works foreman. Maybe you need some more help, Peyton, as you go on and figure that out. But it might be just somebody in the seasonally.
And if that's listed, it doesn't mean if a hiring goes out, when we replace him, that that's what that's going to be. Yeah. It could simply be street labor.
Right, but you have one coming back in July, right, Kevin? That's what we hired him for.
Yeah.
So I'd really like you to make
sure. So when he's gone, he won't be replaced.
Right. It'd be Kevin.
Right. Yeah, we're not just going to go out and find a street foreman, you know, come on down and fill it.
I appreciate you saying that. That's right. That kind of made me nervous.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just he's going through. If by some chance we grew and we had an opening where we thought, hey, we might need this now. Yeah. We have something in there where we don't have to, well, this is the salary, right. Something to play with there.
Yeah, you're not budgeting that much money for that.
No.
Annually for that. We'd have to do something else.
All this resolution is for current employees that are working for the city. We have to do a resolution.
I understand that.
Right. So this really doesn't mean that we budgeted for a foreman.
It was a year's worth.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what made me slightly hurt.
But this really doesn't have anything to do with the actual budget. This is just what we are going to be paying our employees next year.
Cheryl, I just have a couple quick questions. It made me nervous last week when I looked at the increases of several of the patrol officers. I assume that it's because of their experience that they're getting an increase of, say, 16% or 21% or 23%. Is that why they're getting that increase? Why are they different? Is it like a grid system? I can't remember.
It's in the collective bargaining agreement.
That's all I was asking. It's in the collective bargaining agreement. And like Dennis said, I guess I can't figure out why it's in here, but apparently it has to be okayed every year. Is that right? Okay.
So that's something we haven't been doing ever?
No.
Okay.
So
was this one of those things that you found out on your
list? Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So that last year was the first time we've done this. And the other thing this helps with is once you guys pass this resolution, we don't have to wait till September and then back pay every single employee. Because July 1 is when the new budget starts. And how it happened in the past was everyone just stuck out at their current wage until that new budget was approved in September. Then we had to back pay everyone.
Yeah.
With this resolution, it's passed and it's effective July 1 when the new budget starts.
This just makes it tough. When I see something in here, I mean, Sharif, $6 an hour more, that's just something that I guess the mayor, that was your request, since you're the part ahead of her. You're her boss, I guess. And then I see something, 93 cents for animal control. And I see $2 for the water guys, getting up to 25. So this whole resolution, it's just tough for me to say yes on a resolution that has some things I like, some things I don't understand and don't like. How can that person? You just say no?
Mm-hmm.
You can say no. I mean, yeah. Don't have to pass the resolution.
You can also modify.
Can we modify this somehow? I mean, how long was that? I don't want to sit here all night and discuss modification of this resolution. Can we pick out things that... I need more justification, more explanation.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a process, Dennis, we didn't just spitball it, you know, people...
No, I mean, but we always, you know...
We do employees...
I always go back to what we used to do, I'm sorry, you know, I just, that's where I'm at. We just, the public works guy would come in and say, this is what I'd like to see for my employees, and council would approve it that, either that night or the next or something. It wasn't all of us together, it was department by department by department.
That's basically what we did.
Yeah, but it's all in...
It's all in one sheet.
One thing that you have to pass, or not pass, and if you pass it for some parts of it, which you, I don't feel comfortable passing for another part of that, that makes it tough.
So the thing that I presented...
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I just had some concerns just in relation to what we have passed in past years. I was looking, for example, at your police budget going back to 2016, and I noticed that we have an average increase from anywhere from about 12,000 per year to, I think the highest was 24,000 in a year, an increase of what they were expending for wages. And this year, it jumped up, it's like $72,000. And I'm just wondering why, if we've, over the past 10 years, if we're only jumping, say, 13 to 24,000, why is it jumping 72,000 this year?
Can we answer that?
You're talking about the whole budget or just the wages?
No, I'm just talking about salaries and wages. The salaries and wages usually goes up from $12,000 to $20,000 a year, and this year for the proposed budget for salary and wages jumped up to $450,000 from $380,000 last year.
Yep, that was what the collective bargaining did. They asked for 16% increase. We negotiated to an 8% increase. You can do the math. Some of that was 8% plus a what do you call it, a step?
Well, I looked at all of them. I see on every one of them the lowest one was 14% increase on what they made last year.
That's
the patrol officer full time with the K-9. That's a 14% increase. Patrol officer full time is the 14% increase. The full-time CBA officer was an 18% increase. The SRO officer was a 23% increase.
Yeah, that was a...
The chief of police with a 21% increase.
Yeah.
There's also damage...
So it's not 8%.
It's not 8% because what they approved was an 8% on step one. None of our officers are actually at a step one. So then when you start to compile the matrix, it increases that by more than 8%.
Depending on where they are in the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
They're all at least at 6. And yeah. 6. I think are 6 months, or I mean 16.
So yeah,
5 years or...
Yeah,
it's a.
We don't have any option.
It's an option you can do or something.
The other thing that changed in the collective bargaining agreement is the payout of their banked personal time or holiday credit that they've been banking. And one of the things that was agreed upon was to pay that out every year. So by doing that, this first year, it's almost like $43,000 that we're going to have to pay out because they've been banking it all these years. So we wanted to wipe that clean.
Okay.
But still, even subtracting that, it's a $30,000 increase in their salary budget. And that's just for their base pay. That doesn't include their benefits or their retirement or any of their taxes.
A lot of the guys have a lot of personal time, too. I think I'm going to have well over 500 at the end of the year. So, I mean, a lot of the wages are coming out of that, too.
When I was looking at the pay matrix at the end of the collective bargaining agreement, when we approved this, and I looked across the board, and it's, well, 92 and 95 cents after this for the next 2 years. respectively, but I didn't realize what they were making before this number, so that's not in the CBA. I only noticed that until we got this now, so it was like $5 and $4, but I guess that was through the collective bargaining agreement. We already passed that. I think we already approved this, so there's not a lot we can do about this for that particular reason. So the collective bargaining agreement, how much other than council saying we're not going to, we would vote against it, what other options does the council have? I mean, you guys negotiated, there's a committee that negotiated, but would you just bring this back when it's, when you're done negotiating? There's nothing coming to us as the negotiations go on, correct? So we're having some input.
No, we came to.
Maybe I wasn't.
The agreement was.
And here then?
The agreement was contingent upon council approval.
Right.
We negotiated to a point, put the agreement together and brought it to the, brought it to the council.
We've already approved it.
Yeah. It's kind of, I think we're still in discussion on.
There's been a motion and a second.
We've got a motion and a second. We're in discussion. Is there further discussion?
If we don't approve this resolution, then what's the next step? Obviously, the police department's all set anyway, because we okayed that. And this new resolution, it's new this year because of a.
We had it last year too. This isn't the first year. We approved it.
But was the police included in that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Nothing changed, but the numbers.
That was under the last year of CBA, so they were already set.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really any negotiating on that.
And before that, you never passed a resolution. The form that I gave you last, in my report, last council meeting, that's what was presented every year to council. And it didn't get approved, it was just looked upon. And then you approved your budget. So one of the steps that was always missed is an MCA states that you're supposed to have a resolution. So that's when I was like, we need to do this. Our city's not doing this.
So every year, we will be doing this resolution. I see no reason to vote it down, because I don't know why we would if we've already okayed it.
The police department, anyway.
Yeah, I know the police department we've already okayed.
So the.
And Scotty's only going to be here another month, unless he changes his mind. You think he will, Scotty?
For that price, I would.
But anyway, I understand. I'm okay with it now.
Okay.
But I do, Webb, I want to ask about Sheree's $6 an hour raise from 27 to 33. I just want to know, why is that, to get her up with other department heads?
I asked for that much. I demanded it. And the reason why is because I did the history of the last 30 years of how the pay was for the treasurer here. And the entire time, the public works director, the chief of police, and the treasurer were all paid within $2 an hour of each other until Ron retired. When Ron retired, the new treasurer and clerk that they brought in was severely underpaid. They paid her $10 less an hour than anyone else. So I did my research, and I deserve that, probably more than that.
That's a big jump.
It is a big jump.
It looks like a huge jump, yeah. But that's why we wanted to. Need to discuss it. I can't just say, oh yeah, sounds good to me.
That's true. I agree.
Well, there's two different
it just
forms.
Doesn't
of
look, you know, like whoa. But now that you've explained it,
I can't firsthand speak for what the clerk does, but I know a lot of things that get overlooked. That I can set an example for her is, my example would be the guys at the sheriff's office. I know I do, what I do is the same as what four or five guys do at sheriff's office. And I can only assume that Cherie is the same, because there's a different person up there that does just HR. I mean, she does all that stuff down here too, so I think it would cost a hell of a lot more to get somebody in here to do just HR, or just this, or just that, and she does it all. So like I said, I have nothing to say what she gets paid, but I know every time I've been over there, she's doing about 18 different things.
And I wish you could have watched the learning curve that this lady had to go through from walking.
I haven't been here that long, so I don't know that.
I think she does fine.
Yeah, I think she does a great job too.
I'm okay, I just couldn't understand it.
I just love to hear explanations.
Yeah.
You have every right to them too.
That's all I want, that's what my people voted me in here for.
Good job, Dennis. You did good.
Is there any further discussion?
I feel a lot better, you know.
Yeah.
Ever since I saw this 2 weeks ago, I was just, I didn't even want to come to this meeting. I was pretty nervous, you know. Especially the public works thing, you know, like, wait a minute. But I do feel a lot better.
The explanation helps.
And getting you up to what other department heads are making makes sense to me. I'm close.
Any further discussion? Ready to vote? Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yep.
Motion passes. Next item is the notice of award. Notice of bid award for Mystic Mountain, the amount of $337,312.44 for the Second Street North Stormwater Project.
And I didn't bring my sheet with me, but the bid sheet. Because it's got like almost half a million less than the engineer's estimate. Yeah, the engineer's estimate was almost $700,337. I had Jeremy background check them, and we couldn't find anything that was a negative. They're a new company, but we would need quite a bit of negativity to deny them.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's pretty hard.
Not that big of a job. So
where are they from?
They're from Bozeman, Belgrade area. So I think
a good project. Be nice if was put in for this.
Yeah.
I mean, now what is this for? Is this like a liner thing?
Storm drain.
Drainage project. Pipe to the port
on Second Street.
Part of the CIP.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve this bid award.
Motion by Bob.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is the approval of a payment request. City shares $11,698.50 for the Morrison Merrily payment number 6 for T-Hanger Construction Administration. And a Dick Anderson payment application number 5 for $230,064.72. And that doesn't make sense. Our share, our own share is $11,698.50?
Yeah.
Okay. Our total share is 11.
It should be 5%, not 10%. Sorry, that's a typo on my half.
So, well, let me take a look at it. The total share is 11,000?
Yeah, that's what we owe.
Is it 5 and 5?
It's 5 and 5, yeah. So that's a typo.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
I
Make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Bob?
Okay, yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Rick?
Yes.
Danon? Danon?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes. Any comments not on the agenda?
I've just got one.
Okey dokey.
The sign project.
Yep, I talked to Scott right before we got here.
I know.
What do you want to know?
Is it going to go off or is it?
It's going off. Yeah, he's on the, I talked to Scott about it already last week because I called him right after we left here. And he was on a job in Absorkey. He got rain delayed and then the guy added a little bit, so it should be about a week.
Okay.
We should be on it.
Entertaining motion to adjourn. Oh, Rick, you had.
I've got, yeah. We've got a fire plug up in the corner of the park up here that has no signage to keep from blocking it with parking. It's across from the Nice Dolls in that corner.
Do we have signs on any of them to keep from?
There's no curb.
There's no curb there.
If you don't have any curb, it's pretty tough.
I just.
Put a sign on.
Maybe it's not even an issue, but.
If they're parked in front of it without yellow, can you, the law say you can?
I honestly don't know. I know there's certain requirements on all that stuff, even like handicap parking. I mean, it has to be certain stuff for in order. We can charge anybody anything, but if they come in and say, I didn't do it, we're not going to have a leg stand on.
There's a city ordinance on it, I believe. Defines that already.
I'm not trying to stir up something, but it just seems even a simple sign that says, no parking within so many car lengths or something. I didn't know really who to bring it up to, but. And maybe it's not an issue. It would be if there was a fire and there was cars parked there.
You can pull up. I think you have the authority to pull up, just pull the cars out of the way.
I would think, yeah.
Any other comments? Any other comments? Entertain a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick. Second by Dennis. All in favor, say aye.
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 Meeting's adjourned.
Your hats.
Is that my coat?
I'm not sure on that one.
Could be.
Is that a little wardrobe here?
I could have. I don't think that's my coat.
But you know, in the next couple of days.
And she does. Yeah.
So you're throwing them a buck.
Well, recent while you're there. Recent while you're there.
I need my system back up. Yeah. So we were talking about. I'll show you.
They had agreements where.
On the service down there. Behind our thing. Something like that.
Works.